Doctrine through hands. He knows. Love. Once I saw the assignment on the topic, doctrines through hands, it came to my mind a question. Do we really have anything written which shows us importance of the hands? Is there a doctrine through the hand? And once I was contemplating on that, it came to my mind a few kind of testimonies from the brethren who lost their sight, from brethren, elderly, who have their earthly problems with their body at night. And they told me that they used hands at night. It came to their mind. They said that sometimes where reading is really hard, hands are coming to their mind. But do we really have something written about the hands, which will give us that base for talking about the doctrines through hands? Should we talk to each other through hands? And I think that Apostle Paul is giving us the answer in Ephesians 5 chapter 19 to 20. Ephesians 5 chapter 19 to 20. Speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. So we know that the hands are very important. We should have a great respect to them, not having that just the jingle that meeting is starting, but really enjoying it and really paying attention to the words we are singing. Often having hands sent to us as a greeting, as a message from other brethren. I know not what awaits me. God kindly veils my eyes. And o'er each step of my onward way, he makes new scenes to rise. And every joy he sends me comes, a sweet and glad surprise. We are trusting, being glad that the Lord put the veil in front of our eyes and is revealing whatever comes in the due time. Where he may lead, I'll follow. My trust in him reposed, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, he knows, he knows. Brethren, how great it is to have the hand of Heavenly Father and have this assurance that he knows. One step I see before me. 'Tis all I need to see. The light of heaven more brightly shines when earth's illusions flee. And sweetly through the silence comes his loving, follow me. I think that many of you were in a situation that we're driving at night. How far do we see? Yet we are driving. We keep driving. And this is the 21st or 20th century representation of what was written so many years ago, where our Father is holding our hand and we don't need to see more than one step ahead. And he will reveal what we need at that time. Oh, blissful lack of knowledge. 'Tis till blessed not to know. He holds me with his own right hand and will not let me go, and lulls my troubled soul to rest in him who loves me so. He loves us. This is our Father, and he will not let our hand go. Sometimes our strength is so weak that we may release our grip, but we do have this assurance that he will not let our hand go. He will lead us in his path. So on I go, not knowing. I would not, if I might. I would rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light. I would rather walk by faith with him than go alone by sight. Those who do not have faith will have a big trouble reading those things. But even in earthly arrangements, if there is a love, there is a big trust. And we know that our Father, He is the one who will never, ever break His promise. And He will never let go our hand. That's why David and others were trusting God and the Lord above everything and all, rather being punished by God, being led by Him, receiving whatever His hand is providing, than put the trust in people. Why? Because He knows. He knows. He knows. Love. Through those words which we read, there is love shining through. God is love. That's the basic doctrine. What is the doctrine? This is a teaching. This is something we are building foundation on. Those who are doubting about existence of God, they will have to doubt in love. They cannot say, seeing people around, that love does not exist. And God is love. That's why this is so important subject in our lives. He knows. He knows better than me. He knows. He knows before we even ask. Yet, He is appreciating our prayers. We are asking, but He knows before even we ask. He knows what to give us and what not to give us. His wisdom is providing us with what we need on each hour, each day. Let's leave. Let's leave the room for His love in our lives. His love and His window, His wisdom. Let His will be done, not ours. And He knows. He will give us whatever is the best for His children. He knows what lies ahead and what is the best for our walk. Brethren, that love which is shown to us by our Father is higher and bigger than any earthly love, which is very often with the interest. We should reflect that light of love by loving one another. He knows it's not easy on human nature, but He will hold our hand because He is love. He holds me with His own right hand and will not let me go. Loving one another. If we are talking about love, I think some scriptures are naturally coming to us. But that scripture from the 1 Corinthians, I will not quote today. I would like to quote and pass on the message to you by the scriptures written by Apostle Paul to Romans from 12 chapter 9 to 21. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cleave to what is good. In love of the brethren, be tenderly affectionate one to another, in honor preferring one another. In diligence, not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulations. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Communicating to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you. Bless them, bless, curse not. Doesn't this recall our discourse from this morning? Bless them, not curse them. Rejoice with them that rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind of toward one another. Set not your mind on the high things, but condense to things that are lowly. Be not wise in your own conscience. Render to no man evil for evil. Take thought for things honorable in the sight of all men. If it's possible, as much as you like, be at peace with all men. Avenge not yourself, beloved, but give place unto the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. But if thine enemy hunger, feed him. In the thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing thou shalt he calls of fire upon his head. But not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I feel like repeating those words from the previous discourse. And this is what we are trying to fulfill on this narrow way. Love. How can we do, how can we return that love to our Father? Romans 13 chapter 8 to 10. Owe no man anything, save to love one another. For he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it summed up in this word, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. If you'll have a little bit more time, we could go through the Ten Commandments. They're based on love. If we would love God, we would have no problems with the Sabbath day. We'll have no problems with taking in vain His name. If we'll have love to our neighbor, we'll have no problems with killing, coveting, or any other commandment which is there. Love is fulfilling His law. His commandments is love towards God and others. But this is not something which is given from us. Because God was the first one who loved us. He loved us first. I think we all know by heart the scripture from John 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. It's very often quoted just verse 16, but I would like to extend it to verse 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. In fact, God so loved the world by opening the way which was opened by our Lord. The high calling. The calling to be with Him. Calling to immortality. Romans 8 chapter 28 to 39, which for lack of time you will not read, but I would like to quote a couple scriptures. Verse 30 and verse 31. And whom He foreordinated, them he also called. And who he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? Is if God is for us, who is against us? If we have that loving Father, and he prepared such a great reward for those who return that love to him and love him. Love of our Lord towards us. I would encourage you to read the Romans 5th chapter 6 to 11. How his life and willingness to die for all of us and to open that way to follow him. Is there a greater love than that where he gave his life for us? Brethren, let's return as much as we can, as little it might be. But it's a lot for our Father. Let's return the love to God, His Son, and love one another's. Ephesians 5 chapter 1 and 2. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Let's walk with him throughout and praise him for his love to us and trust him in everything. I would like to conclude with Ephesians 3rd chapter, 14 to 21. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, that he may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that he may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be the glory in the church and Christ Jesus unto all generations forever and ever. Let's, brethren, keep those in mind. And let's learn as much hymns as we can. Let's sing him as much as we can. Because someday it may come time that all those hymns which we learned might be one of the very few things which will be in our mind to quote once the days will be rough. May the Lord add his blessings.